Okay, we're asking you, can you still buy caps in little round...
Oh, they're just so... Little round cardboard boxes.
I'll just say one word to you here.
What?
Southall.
Really?
Okay. Anything you want from the 70s,
really?
It's in Southall.
Okay. Well, even so...
And if it's got explosions attached to it, then it's very in Southall.
I found yesterday, and I don't want to go completely bogged down in... I don't want to get bogged down in Richard Digest's soul nostalgia all the time here, but why not? I've done it for years. But just the plain old simple, I thought this was just the common old garden phrase, the Scooby-Doo. You don't know what Scooby-Doo is, do you, Lord?
I know. It's not other than the dog.
Not the dog, not
I know
dog.
What it is.
Chris had never heard of it. Chris had never, of course, and he'd never heard of the Scooby-Doo.
Oh, the fool and the
cunning. Because I said the caps used to be next to the card with the Scooby-Doos on, and I could never do a Scooby-Doo. To this day, cannot do them. They're like two long plastic shoelaces, anyway.
Yeah.
And you just plait them into like a
square thing. You braid them.
Yeah. You braid them. That's it. That was it. That's all she wrote. That's the thing.
What, are they edible or?
No. That was the thing.
Sorry, that's a bit American. No, we just it was the war here, dear. We just made them.
It's Lise Lynn having to come along. Would have had the edible Scooby Doo before you, but Lise Lynn crippled us.
The Marshall Plan brought us the knick-knack.
Right. Anyway.
So are they shoelaces?
No, this is where I ran up against the brick wall.
Never apologise, Danny.
Chris kept saying, well, what did you do with them? And I said, well, you put them on your keys. He said, but you said you was about 6 or 7 or 10 when you... Yeah, but you didn't have keys. I know.
Then you hung them from the loop of your belt.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Oh, you look very smart.
It's very North London, we didn't do South London. We hit people with them. Anyway, so...
You made a huge one, the size of a sea slug, did you?
A sea slug is a great big roll into a ball. So we're doing the caps, all right? We're asking you, do you fall asleep at work? Do you think you work less than Paul Merson does? And then ask people to understand your addictions. We don't want the addictions part of it, because we just want to know that people still...
Although you have got a real unusual addiction, or you really want to hear about
that
too. Orthophobia.
If there's a good place at work, and you can just ring us up and say, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go into work in the morning, I'll do about 10 minutes... And it may be the stationary cupboard, that's the cliche, but is there somewhere good? A roof is always good, isn't it? Going up to the roof in work. And just where do you find...
Like Neil Spencer used to do at the NME.
Exactly, yeah, but even up there because...
Tai Chi and...
The fire brigade were called 7 times.
Yes,
anyway,
that's what
but where in work can you idle the day away? How do you idle your day away at work? I want to hear you fall asleep. See, computer screens are good because you can do that with the hand around the side of the eyes and make it look like you're studying. Stay during one of the breaks, won't we? That the most popular game in the world is not football, it's not fishing, da da da. It is that
online pontoon. Online patience.
Patience, or 21. The amount of people who think, yeah, that's it, I'm actually a lot of downlining. But in fact,
there's Carolyn Smiley. Oh, you do
it, yeah. Carolyn does that, apparently, yeah. So, but that's the most popular game in the world. But how do you hide all your day away? Where do you hide at work?